got to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye. I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I'm gonna have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot and bam. Hey, Mr. Onstein. Fake it, hats, guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drum. I know nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on my
This song is dedicated to...
Hello and welcome back to Cancri, home of Canada's queer media. My name is still Luke Smith and our longtime host Sebastian Plant is frolicking amongst the tulips in the Netherlands. As we wait for him and his illustrious return, we've been looking at some other news. I've been trying to find the glimmers of hope in amongst all of the LGBTQ rage that seems to be building up. Now, first of all, I want to start off with the fact that Hungary's president, the sort of hand-picked replacement for Viktor Orban, Katalin Novak, has vetoed the bill that we talked about last week. Now, this would have essentially, it was passed by the lower houses in Hungary and would have allowed, it's very vaguely worded, but essentially would have allowed people to be able to report non-straight families or couples to the authorities for having an unconstitutional relationship. It has been kicked back to the lower house, citing, you know, the letter that President Novak sent back with them says, quote, it cites the protection of constitutional values to introduce vaguely worded directives whose practical applicability and legal consequences are doubtful. And goes on to say that it's not really clear how certain passages relate to the idea of, quote, facilitating the reporting of corruption in line with European law. So it seems like this law, now that it has been vetoed by Hungary's president, is unlikely to come back again, so we may have been able to put this particular one to bed. However, Hungary's president and the justice minister does intend on challenging fighting rather, the European Court of Justice case against Hungary's Don't Say Gay Law, or their Child Protection Act, as it's known in Hungary. Also, we were keeping an eye on what is happening in Uganda. We just heard that two men, age 20, at least two men, sorry, six men, let me make sure I got my glasses on correctly here, six men have been arrested in Uganda. Between the ages of 20 and 26, a 17-second picture of them, 17-second video of them engaging in sexual activities was distributed across social media. They were found with an unusual fact, 192 sachets of lubricants, according to the police, as well as the highly incriminating rainbow flag. That was also on their possession, according to the Monitor in Uganda. The courts have decided to keep them in prison as a way of protecting for their own safety. There was another case recently in Uganda which had a bunch of people had been inspected, anally inspected, as part of ongoing. What has only really been described as police brutality against the LGBT community in Uganda. It is far more commonplace. It has been medically ruled out by everyone who holds a medical degree as completely unnecessary and completely devoid of any kind of relevant forensic evidence. These highly intrusive tests that are known to happen, but we are hearing from, I think this one is reporting by the Guardian, that since the bill was tabled, there have been even more people who have been arrested and then subject to this terrible invasive searches by the Ugandan authorities. They do forced anal exams. They've done it on at least six individuals and tested them all for HIV. These are the same six, I believe I mentioned earlier, who had been arrested for having some material or being in a 17-second film. So, however, the good news is that Museveni, the president of Uganda, has sent back the law in Uganda that would have imposed the death penalty, amongst various other severe consequences. It's not very clear from reporting as to what exactly will happen next. The president of Uganda wanted to talk about rehabilitation. That seems to have been missing, but it does not necessarily mean that this terrible bill will be vetoed, but rather it seems like the can is being kicked down the road in Uganda on this. However, in the meantime, the police in Uganda are still rounding up people. As I mentioned earlier, forced anal examinations, which serve no good purpose medically or prosecutorially. It's pretty horrific. And you can get a sense of why people in the gay community the world over become so enraged. That is sort of the going theme here. We're going to jump to some Ray Spoon. This is Do Whatever the Heck You Want by Ray Spoon, and we will be back just after this.
A man or a woman, what does that really mean? Should I be outside of it or something in between? Do whatever the heck you want. Do whatever the heck you want. Don't tell anyone what the heck to do. Do whatever the the deal, just
another evening show. Queen If you're gay, then you're gay. Don't pretend that you're straight. You could be who you are any day of the week. You are unlike the others, so strong and unique. We're all with you.
If you're straight, well, that's great. You can help procreate and make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue. 'Cause we're all somewhere in the middle. We're all just looking for love to change the world. Ah, but if the world stops spinning tomorrow, we can't keep running away from who we are.
Ah, if you're gay, then you're gay.
If you're straight, well, that's great.
Welcome back to Kangaroo, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith, and we are just wrapping up today's show. We have been focusing a lot on artists who have very strong things and strong opinions to share. Now, we will be running out to the end of the show now with Some Girls Like Girls by Hayley Kiyoko, and then Not Your Type by the incredible Canadian Ria May. I am going to be Googling how to get a flight to London to catch Jennifer Saunders and Julian Clary performing in Peter Pan. I just can't imagine Jennifer Saunders rocking the Captain Hook role, but certainly something to look into. Maybe others will meet us there. We will be back next week. Sebastian is returning from his field frolicking in the Netherlands. Pardon me. And we'll be joining us to discuss the latest LGBTQ news. We will do our best to find the good stories, but also let you know about the stories that are concerning and certainly need note. Earlier I'd mentioned Paul O'Grady had passed, but I forgot to mention there is now an effort to raise a statue of his likeness in Birkenhead. I believe the statue is actually going to be in the likeness of Lily Savage. So £2,800 already raised on the 70,000 goal that they have, but we will be keeping an eye on that. I think it'd be fantastic to have a statue erected for them. We are playing out now with Girls Like Girls and then Not Your Type by Ria May. I've been Nick Smith, and thank you for listening.
Guard down, boys. Arc Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.